when it comes to the airport. All right, Rob, I'll play it. Think of great college basketball coaches. Bill Self has been better at Kansas than 99.9 of them. If he lets Melvin Council shoot another three, he should resign as the head coach of the University of Kansas. I don't ever want to see that kid shoot another three. He can't. All right. Let me defend myself just for a little bit. Because Rob pulled that out of context. That's what it was. You pulled that out of context.
This show? Never. No.
One of the beautiful things about sports, I would say the most beautiful thing about sports is you have absolutely no clue. You have no clue. On a day-by-day, game-by-game basis, you have no clue. This kid, Melvin Council, coming into the game against NC State, was shooting 13% from three. 13%. To the tune of, he had five in the season heading into that matchup. He had five. He hit nine on Saturday. I've watched a lot of Kansas basketball in my life. Fortunately or unfortunately, I've seen a lot of Kansas basketball. Melvin Council played as well as any Kansas player that I've ever seen on Saturday. And we've seen some incredible players. I've been in attendance for some of these. I was at the Thomas Robinson game when he caught the alley-oop against Baylor. I've seen some amazing Kansas basketball performances. I've never seen anything like the Melvin Council game. He was 9 of 15 from 3. You know how hard it is to shoot 13% from 3 and then go 9 of 15 from 3? He had 36 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists. This will not be me. I want to be clear. I will not participate in this activity. But one day, Rob is going to be sitting there with his KU buddies. He's going to be sitting there with that little goofy Lawrence upside down hat that he wears. He's going to be just sitting there with his bros, probably drinking an IPA. And Rob's going to look at his buddy and he says, hey, do you remember the Melvin Council game? And his friend, he will not need any other context. He will not have to explain who or when or where or against one team. And every person will know exactly what he is talking about. That's how well he played on Saturday. I want to apologize to Melvin Council. I mean, I still don't want you taking a lot of threes. But you taking a three should not be a fireable offense. I got a little ahead of myself. But I got to apologize to the kid. I got to tip my cap. When you go out there and you ball out the way that he balled out, hey, it just works. I mean, this is a kid that just, he can't shoot. Like, his entire basketball career, he can't shoot. It just works for this team. And I do think this. I do think that Melvin Council has the exact attitude that KU needed after what happened last season. I think Hunter Dickinson's a very talented basketball player. He's currently in the NBA. He ain't a dog. Dewan Harris is a very good basketball player. I don't think he's a dog in this way. KJ Adams, I think it is very obvious. You know how, like, when a team fires a player's coach, how they then try to get a tough disciplinarian coach, or vice versa. You have the really strict coach, but now you get the coach that's going to let guys be free and play. I think that KU realized what that team didn't have from a personality standpoint, and then went out there and tried to find guys who fit that personality standpoint. We need some toughness. We need some grit. We need some guys who are proud to be here and play Kansas basketball. And that's what I think Melvin Council is. I don't fully understand his game. It doesn't fully work for me. It works for them. That's all that matters.
Also this, and the text line is joining in this a little bit. You mentioned me and my KU buddies sitting around. We'll talk about the Melvin Council game. It'll absolutely be regarded in the same breath as the Elijah Johnson game because Elijah Johnson's a good basketball player, but it's a little bit random. And listen, I'm going to get my jokes off about your terrible Melvin Council take. I'll defend you a little bit here. The guy's a career 30% three-point shooter. It ain't like he's Steph Curry.
He can't shoot. But the kid can't shoot. I don't care how many threes he hit on Saturday. The kid can't shoot.
He's not. You know what? We've seen worse shooters. You mentioned Dewan Harris. I would take Melvin Council's jump shot over Dewan Harris all day long. 100% of the time. That's the lowest bar to clear, but he's doing that.
I can't argue that.
I will say, though, your point about Melvin Council is, at the end there, is absolutely perfect, because the team clearly made a point, we're going to go get guys who are hungry in the offseason. And we talked about the Chiefs a lot yesterday. They went out and they got guys who had a little bit of a junkyard dog, scrappy mentality. Hey, we're not resting on laurels and NIL checks. And you look at this team, they might not be great. They might not be Final Four good, especially if Darren Peterson's not going to be healthy. Like, if he's going to battle injuries all year round, I don't think this is a Final Four quality team. But there is a likability to this Kansas team, and I'm saying this as a Kansas fan. I get if you're a Missouri fan listening, if you're a K-State fan listening, you do not find this Kansas team likable, and I get why. But as a Kansas fan, there's a likability to this team that I haven't had in a while. Like, it was not enjoyable to go watch Hunter Dickens in the last 2 years go play basketball. AJ Storr filled me with nothing but anger.
Everything right now you just said is debatable. I enjoyed last year's KU team. They were very fun to watch to me.
It was just
awful. That was actually one of my favorite KU teams that they've put together. I want to see Bill put more of those teams together. I loved last year's team. I was wondering why you guys were so hard on Hunter Dickinson. I thought he played great. You know what I loved? I loved watching him be slow on the pick and roll. I loved watching him not be able to guard his guy. It was always great. I loved it. I thought it was phenomenal. Obviously, it didn't work well for you guys, but I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had zero fun.
Zero fun, sir.
And again, this team might go to the Sweet 16 and lose, but you know what? I'm enjoying every minute of it. I know I don't hate watch this team. I can just regular watch. Now, I can't sell tonight's tickets to save my life, but that's not important.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give that away to a family.
A friend who was a young child who's never been to a game before. Here you go. Here's two. Here to go see Tousey Towson, buddy.